end of February and the beginning of St. Patrick's Month. But I'm going in this Thursday for surgery to remove one cancer that I have in my ascending colon. And hopefully everything will go smoothly, and indeed I will have a small incisions and be able to heal quite quickly. So this is my last show for a bit, and so I've decided to pull the calendar up and play some of my favorite people along with all the new music. And here's a wonderful woman who makes her home on the North Shore and who had a tremendously supportive husband, Richard, and therefore never lost her voice like Shirley Collins or Linda Thompson did. And I'm talking about Gypsy.
Magic, magic, magic. A sighing wind brings heavy snow, as every good woodcutter knows. It fills the road, it blocks the door, it lays and stays and waits for more. The Jeffrey boys are strong and lean, the best dam workers you've ever seen. They'll cut more wood than a horse can pull, near six cords before nightfall. We'll get up at the break of day and hitch the Morgan to the sleigh. And as we work, we'll sing a rhyme and raise the dead of winter time. Deep in the woods, our fuel is born. It needs the axe to keep us warm. We'll trim the branches, pile them high, and leave them for the wind to dry. The yellow birch and spruce so red, the juniper to make good bread. Hard maple when the flame's in doubt, cedar when the cold's died out. We'll get up at the break of day and hitch the Morgan to the sleigh. And as we work, we'll sing a rhyme and raise the dead of winter time. And when at night we're by the stove, bellies full and stories told, the winds of winter may blow cold, but none of us will feel it. Morgan to the sleigh, and as we work, we'll sing a rhyme and raise the dead of winter time. A sighing wind brings heavy snow, as every good woodcutter knows. It fills the road, it blocks the door, it lays and stays and waits.
Times do shift, as times
Well, I do apologize here. It seems we've lost our Spinatron connection. We heard Gypsy giving us Magic, and then from her album Enchantress. And from there, we went to Priscilla Herdman, Ann Hills, and Cindy Mankson giving us Raise the Dead of Wintertime. And then we heard John Roberts, Tony Behrend, Fred Brunig, and Steve Woodruff with a marvelous piece from John Herrick, sent to music, Robert Herrick, Candlemas Eve. It is 9:13. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. And we'll keep trying to get back to Spinatron. But in the meantime here, while we get ourselves together.
This is the news. This morning, we are saluting the 2.2 million women who have joined in the war effort. They now make up 37% of the workforce, changing their role forever.
The prestigious Harvard Medical School is breaking ground today, opening its doors to new female applicants.
Today, little girls all over the world look to the sky, where the first woman is now in space.
Military stereotypes are challenged today with the trailblazing promotion of a U.S. female officer to four-star general. It was just announced that the vast majority of last year's doctorate degrees were earned by women.
We've come so far, but our news is changing for the worse. More women die from heart disease and stroke than men, even though it can be prevented. Make a change at GoRedForWomen.org today. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the American Heart Association's Go Red for Women.
And our calendrical information is, as usual, brought to you by the Perpetual Almanac of Folklore by Charles Kightley. January the 23rd, plant quickset hedges. January the 24th, keep good watchdogs about you these dark nights. January the 25th, the Feast of the Conversion of St. Paul, Barnes Night. On this day in 1759, Robert Burns was born, and Scots everywhere celebrate their national poets' birthdays with Burns suppers, whose centerpiece is the famous haggis. What ho, the haggis, oh. I definitely think you have to have been born a Scot and grew up with this dish. But fair fire on a sonsy face, great chieftain, oh, the puddin' race. About them all ye take your place, paunch, tripe, or therm. Weel are ye worthy, O a grace, as lang's my arm. From a earlier version, because it is the Feast of the Conversion of St. Paul, from the Arepater of 1694, if the day of St. Paul prove clear, then shall be tide a happy year. If it chance to snow or rain, then shall be dear all kinds of grain. But if high winds shall be aloft, wars shall vex this realm full oft. And if thick mists make dark the sky, both beasts and fowls this year may die. So definitely have to hope for good weather on Wednesday. And January the 26th, shun winter melancholy at this dark season. Andrew Boards from the Dietary of Health of 1547 notes, to bedward be you merry, or have merry company about you, so that to bedward no anger, nor heaviness, sorrow, or pensiveness do trouble or disquiet you. To bedward, and also in the morning, used to have a fire in your chamber to waste and consume the evil vapors, for the breath of man may putrefy the air within the chamber. When you be in your bed, lie a little while on your left side and sleep on your right side. Let your nightcap be of scarlet, and in your bed lie not too hot or too cold, but in a temperance. And as I mentioned prior to this, January 26th, early in the morning, but not so terribly early, at 10:40, my surgery is scheduled for a laparoscopic colectomy. January the 27th is the new moon. Do not sleep over long. January the 28th is the run-up to the lightsome time of the year. January 29th, be careful when you cut your fingernails. Listen for the mistle thrush. The mistle or mistletoe thrush, also called hollycock, stormcock, or Jeremy Joy, sings loudly at this season, even or especially in rough and tempestuous weather, which her song is said to presage. January 30th, on this day in 1649, King Charles I was executed at Whitehall. January 31st, protect your lambs against cold and predators. And the month of February, the month of purification. It was the great Roman feast of purification. In Welsh, it's known as Wefor. In Gaelic, it's Forlock, the month of ravaging wolves. And in Anglo-Saxon, it was Selmanoth, the month of cakes now offered to the gods. February the 1st is St. Bride's Day, or Imolc, which means ewe's milk, the Celtic feast of spring's awakening. St. Bridget, or Breed of Kildare, is said to have helped the Virgin give birth to Jesus, whence she is the protector of pregnant women and midwives, and to have kept Mary's cows, whence her title of Christ's milkmaid. In the early lives of Bridget, she is not only an archbishop, but also a saint. And the saint's pagan namesake and predecessor, the Celtic goddess Bridget, was also associated with fertility, childbirth, and cattle. On her feast day, which is also the Gaelic spring festival of Imolc, Highland girls made the last sheaf of the previous harvest into images of her, which were laid in a decorated cradle called Breed's Bed. This is the day of Breed, the queen will come from the mound. This is the day of Breed, the serpent will come from the hole. On this mystic day, adders were believed to abandon their winter lairs, and the oyster catcher birds, called in Gaelic Gilly Breed, or the servants of Bride, made their appearance, bringing spring with them. The church made February the 2nd Candlemas, St. Mary's Feast of the Candles, officially the Feast of the Purification and the Presentation of Christ in the Temple 40 days after Christ's birth. Candlemas Day, plant beans in the clay, put candles and candlesticks all away. By this season, it has grown light enough to do most inside work without candles. And of course, the appearance in this country of Punxsutawney Phil, who, if he sees his shadow, in other words, if Candlemas Day be clear and bright, winter will have another flight. If Candlemas Day brings snow and rain, winter is gone and won't come again. February the 3rd was St. Blaise's Day, or Blaise Day. Traditionally a bishop of Sebaste in Armenia, who on his way to execution miraculously cured a boy who had a fishbone lodged in his throat. He is therefore invoked against all throat ailments. On his day, some churches hold ceremonies of blessing the throats when hallowed candles are tied into the shape of a cross and touched against the throats of sufferers. And February the 3rd is the earliest possible day for Shrove Tuesday. But as I mentioned, this is where we will leave off, but I am running up the celebration of a Candlemas by a week.
Bride's bed is ready. Let bride come in. Bride is welcome.
We welcome you.
And
One of the oldest of the Irish stories from the Book of Invasions tell of how Bridie helped shape our earth. It is a true story. If you do not believe, you should leave our company rather than hear unbelieving. In Tir na mo, the land of the ever-living heart, all the children of the goddess Dána had gathered to hear Bridie sing. Angus spoke. Strange indeed are your words, Bridie, and stranger still your music. I felt myself carried down steeps of air, till Tir na mo was like a half-remembered dream. I felt the breath of strange worlds on my cheek, and always further, further, the louder became your voice. This was not you singing, Bridie. Tell me, whose song is this? My song, said Bridie, is of the earth. The earth, cried the doctor, is not the earth in the pit of chaos. Who has ever looked into that pit or stayed to listen where there is neither silence nor song? O shepherd of the star flocks, I have stayed to listen. I have shuddered in the darkness that surrounds the earth. I have seen the black hissing waters and the monsters that devour each other. I have looked into that groping, writhing adder pit of hell. The light that pulsed around the lords of the Tuatha De Danann grew troubled. Tell us no more of this place, O flame of the two eternities. Let thought of it pass from your mind as a dream passes. O silver branches that no sorrow has shaken, let me tell you one thing more. The earth wails all night because she has dreamt of beauty. What dream, O bridie? The earth has dreamt of the white stillness of dawn, of the star that goes before the sunrise, and of music like the music of my song. O morning star, said Angus, would I had never heard your song, for now I cannot shake thought of this place, the earth, from my mind. And why should you, Angus the ever young, you who clothe yourself in all the colours of sunlight, are you not fain to look into the darkness? Are you not fain to hear the thunder of abysmal waves? Will you not bring your gladness to this pit? Angus did not reply, but reached above himself, and plucking a blossom from a branch, blew on it, and it became a bird that circled about him singing. Then Medeir the red-maned arose, and shook out his tresses till he was clothed in radiance as with a golden fleece. I am fain to look into the darkness. I am fain to hear the thunder of abysmal waves. Then come with me, said Bridie, for I will lay my mantle about the earth, because she has dreamt of beauty. I will make clear a place for your mantle, said Medeir. I will throw fire amongst the monsters. I will go also, said the Dachta, who is also known as the Green Harper. And I, said Oma, the splendor of the sun. And I, said Nuada, wielder of the white light. And I, said Gwaithnew, the wondersmith. Together we will remake the earth. It is well said, cried Angus. I would go myself, if only you had the sword of light. We will take the sword of light, said Bridie, and the spear of victory, and the cauldron of plenty, and the stone of destiny. We will build power and wisdom and beauty and lavish heartedness into the earth. It is well said, cried all the shining ones. We will take the four jewels. And from that cloud-fair city in the east of the Tuatha De Danann heaven, Oma, splendor of the sun, brought the sword of light. And from the south, that flame-bright city, Nuada, brought the spear of victory. The Dachta brought the cauldron of plenty from the west, from that city that has the stillness of deep waters. And Medeir brought the stone of destiny from that city in the north that has the steadfastness of adamant. Together, the shining ones descended like a rain of stars till they came to the blackness that surrounded the earth. And looking down, saw below them, as at the bottom of an abyss, the writhing, hideous, contorted life that swarmed and groped and devoured itself ceaselessly. And from that pit of turmoil, all drew back, save Medeir, who, clutching the spear of victory, descended like a flame into the darkness. As men tread grapes, so did Medeir trample that monstrous life underneath till he was covered to the crown of his head with blood and foam. And he whirled the spear of victory about his head till it became a flaming wheel from which flames and sparks leapt out and turned that murky darkness a blood red, a crimson red, a rose red. And Medeir arose a ruby splendor and said, Bridie, lay down your mantle. I have made clear a place for it. Bridie laid her mantle upon the earth. It spread itself like silver flame. All that was foul drew back from the silver flame at its edge. It is likely it would have covered the whole earth, but Angus, the youngest of the gods, had not the patience to wait. He leapt down and stood with his 2 feet on the mantle, and the silver flame told to mist that rose about him. Angus ran through it, laughing, calling on the other gods to join him, drawn by their laughter. They too came down, and the swirling mist was about them, and they saw each other through it in strange, fantastic images, as if in a dream. The Dachta reached into the cauldron of plenty and drew forth his hands. They were full of green fire. "Cauldron," he said, "you have the gift that is always right for the earth." And he spread that greenness as a sower scatters seed. As the Dachta sowed, Angus picked up the green fire, piled it into heaps, scooped out hollows and winding ways. He let it trickle through his fingers, and it glittered with all the colors of starlight: blue and purple, yellow, white and red. While the Dachta sowed and Angus played, Mananan saw that the exiled monstrous life had lifted itself up and was peering over the edge of Bridie's mantle. Strange glowing eyes that jeered in the darkness. Mananan took the sword of light and drew it from its scabbard, and he advanced its gleaming edge against that chaos. It fled, hissing in the spume, and a great wave rose up out of the ocean to greet that sword. A second time Mananan swung the sword, and a second wave, green as chrysolite, sweet-sounding, murmurous, flecked at the edges with amethyst and blue sea foam, rose to greet the sword. A third time Mananan swung the sword, and a third wave rose to greet. A slow wave, unbroken, continuous, white as crystal, rose and fell. As the slow wave fell back into the sea, Bridie lifted her mantle of silver mist, and the Dedannan saw clearly the land on which they stood. It was an island covered with green grass, with gentle rolling hills, scooped out hollows and winding ways. "This is our home," they said. "We will live here and make beautiful things so that the earth may be glad." And Bridie took the Stone of Destiny in her hands. It gleamed white as crystal. "I will lay this stone here," she said, "that ye may have empire." She placed the stone on the grass, and it sank into the earth. Sweet music rose up about it. All the scooped out hollows and winding ways filled with water, rivers that leapt and sparkled, lakes that trembled into stillness. Angus dipped his finger into one of the lakes. "I would see here," he said, "the fish that swim in the well of knowledge, and trees from the land of the silver fleece." "It is an idle wish," said Oma the wise, "for the fish of Conla's well are too bright for this land, and blossoms that grow on silver branches would wither here. We must listen to the earth and learn her secrets and fashion dark, strange trees." "Yes," said Nuada, "we will fashion other trees, and under them will go deer that have not horns of gold. We will make ourselves the smiths and artificers of this land. We will beat out the strange life yonder till there is nothing unbeautiful left in this whole world. We shall build islands to the north and to the west, and round them all shall go the three waves of Mananan." "It is good work, and we will stay to do it. But Bridie must go. For she is the flame of delight in Tiernamo, Tiernan Og, Tirfotun, and all the other worlds." "Yes," said Bridie, "I must go. But before you go," said Oma, "give us a name for this land, and tie also a knot in the fringe of your mantle, that you may remember us." "Your land," said Bridie, "is the land of destiny, and its other name is the White Isle. But always you shall know it as Ireland." And then Bridie tied a knot in the fringe of her mantle, this knot that we tie still on this feast day of Bridget. in remembrance of the four jewels that she brought us. The sword that lies beside King Arthur, asleep under the Eildon Hills, awaiting his return. The spear of victory planted in the earth, which has grown a great and powerful tree. The cauldron, the chalice, the grail that is within all our hearts, if we will but search. And the stone of destiny, on which to this day our kings and queens are still crowned. But no longer, at her coronation, is our queen given a white wand, as Bridie holds, as Queen of Heaven.
Breed is come, breed is welcome, breed is come, breed is welcome.
Welcome, breed,
oh, breed is come.
Welcome, breed,
oh, breed is come.
Welcome, breed,
oh, breed is come.
Breed is welcome.
Welcome, breed
is come.
Oh, breed is come.
Breed is welcome.
Welcome, breed is come.
Oh, breed is come.
Breed is welcome.
Welcome, breed
is come.
Oh, breed is come.
Breed is welcome.
Welcome, breed
is come.
Oh, breed is come.
Breed is welcome.
Welcome, breed
is come. Oh, breed is come.
Breed is welcome.
Welcome,
breed is come.
Oh, breed is come.
Breed is welcome.
Welcome,
breed is come.
Oh, breed is come.
Breed is welcome.
Welcome,
breed is come.
Oh, breed is come.
Breed is welcome.
Welcome,
breed is come.
Oh, breed is come.
Breed is welcome.
Welcome,
breed is come.
Oh, breed is come.
Breed is welcome.
Welcome,
breed is come.
Oh, breed is come.
Breed is welcome.
Welcome.
Breed is come,
oh, breed is come,
breed is welcome.
Welcome,
breed is come,
oh, breed is come,
breed is welcome.
Welcome,
breed is come,
oh, breed is come,
breed is welcome.
Welcome,
breed is come,
oh, breed is come,
breed is welcome.
Welcome,
breed is come,
oh, breed is come,
breed is welcome.
Welcome,
breed is come,
oh, breed is come.
Bridget, daughter of the Dogda, daughter of Dougal the Brown, son of U, son of Art, son of Con, son of Creara, son of Carbra, son of Cas, son of Cormac, son of Cartach, son of Con. Bridge na Brat, Bridge na Brig, Bridge na Cloch, Bridge na Free. Bridge na Gialacus, Bridge na Ciardach, Bridge na Gialavus. Priedź na Bardach, Priedź Bangia, Priedź na Bi, Priedź na Shin, Priedź na Bri, Priedź na Gialach, Priedź na Slanich, Priedź na Gialvin, Priedź Benhi. Bridget of the Mantles, Bridget of the Peat Heap, Bridget of the Twining Hair, Bridget of the Augury. Bridget of the White Feet, Bridget of Smithcraft, Bridget of the White Palms, Bridget of Poetry. Bridget the Goddess, Bridget of Spirit, Bridget of the Fairy Mound, Bridget of Essence. Bridget of the Moon, Bridget of Healing, Bridget of the Common Fire, Bridget the Fairy Woman. Gachla agus gachleiche nimi slainchak na bridge. Each day and night that I say the descent of Bridget. I shall not be slain, I shall not be wounded, I shall not be put in cell, I shall not be torn in sunder. halošk grīmī, halošk čēnamī, halošk ilmī, halošk ilmī. No sun shall burn me, no fire shall burn me, no beam shall burn me, no moon shall burn me. Hava ushkami, hava salami, hava liami, hava burn me. No river shall drown me, no brine shall drown me, no flood shall drown me, no water shall drown me. This is the day of Bridget, the queen will come from the mound. I will not touch the queen, nor will the queen touch me. The feast day of Bridget, the daughter of Ivar, shall come from the knoll. I will not touch the daughter of Ivar, nor will she harm me. Today is the day of Bridget, the serpent shall come from the hole. I will not molest the serpent, nor will the serpent molest me.
We will never, never lose our way to the well.
We will never, never lose our way to the well of a memory and the power of a living flame. It will rise, it will rise again. We will never,
we will never,
never lose our way to the well of a memory and the power,
and the power of a living flame.
It will rise, it will rise again, like the grasses through the dark, through the soil, to the sunlight. We shall rise again. We are thirsting for the waters of life. We are moving. We shall live again, like the grasses,
like the grasses,
through the dark, through the soil, to the sunlight. We shall rise again. We are thirsting,
we are thirsting
for the waters of life. We are moving. We shall live again. We will never,
we will never
lose our way to the well of a memory and the power,
and the power
of a living flame. It will rise, it will rise again, like the grasses,
like the grasses,
through the dark, through the soil, to the sunlight. We shall rise again. We are thirsting,
we are thirsting
for the waters of life. We are moving. We shall live again. We will never,
we will never,
never lose our way to the well of a memory and the power,
and the power
of a living flame. It will rise, it will rise again, like the grasses,
like the grasses,
through the dark, through the soil, to the sunlight. We shall rise again. We are thirsting,
we are thirsting
for the waters of life. We are moving. We shall live again. We shall live again. We will never, never lose our way to the well of a memory and the power of a living flame. It will rise, it will rise again, like the grasses, through the darkened soil, to the sunlight. We shall rise again. We are thirsting for waters of life. We are moving. We shall live again. We will never,
never
lose our way to the well of the memory and the power of a living flame. It will rise, it will rise again, like the grasses,
like the grass,
through the darkened soil,
to the
sunlight. We shall rise again. We are thirsting,
we
for
are thirsting
waters
for
of life.
We are waters moving of life.
We shall live again. We will never,
we will never,
never lose our way to the
well
of a memory and the power
and the
of a living. flame, it will rise. It will rise again like the grasses, through the darkened soil to the sunlight. We shall rise again, we are thirsting for waters of life. We are moving, we shall live again. We will never, never lose our way to the well of a memory and the power of a living flame. It will rise, it will rise again like the grasses, through the darkened soil to the sunlight. We shall rise again, we are thirsting for waters of life. We are moving, we shall live again. We will never, never lose our way to the well of a memory and the power of a living flame. It will rise, it will rise again like the grasses, through the darkened soil to the sunlight. We shall rise again, we are thirsting for waters of life. We are moving, we shall live again. We will never, never lose our way to the well of a memory and the power of a living flame. It will rise, it will rise again like the grasses, through the darkened soil to the sunlight. We shall rise again, we are thirsting for waters of life. We are moving, we shall live again, we shall live again. We will never, never lose our way to the well of a memory and the power of a living flame. It will rise, it will rise again like the grasses,
like the grasses,
through the dark, through the soil, to the sunlight. We shall rise again, we are thirsting,
we are thirsting
for the waters of life. We are moving, we shall live again. We will never, never lose our way to the well of a memory and the power of a living flame. It will rise, it will rise again like the grasses, through the dark, through the soil, to the sunlight. We shall rise again, we are thirsty,
we are thirsting
for the waters of life. We are moving, we shall live again. We will never,
we will never
lose our way to the well of a memory and the power,
and the power
of a living flame. It will rise again like the grasses,
like the grasses,
through the dark, through the soil, to the sunlight. We shall rise again, we are thirsting,
we are thirsting
for the waters of life. We are moving, we shall live again, we shall live again. We will never, never lose our way to the well.
Good morning, it's 9:56. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. That was Lunacy with Way to the Well. Two terrific guys providing all of that wonderful harmony and chorus using Chance by Starhawk and other people. They produced two cassette albums. There was talk at one point that they might become CDs, but I think with the death of Sparky T. Rabbit, that will probably not come to pass. Prior to that, we heard the Moors with the blessing and descent of the goddess Bridget, cobbling together several pieces from the Carmina Gadelica by my mind's a foam rubber trap, but a gentleman who collected poems and prayers from the Scottish Highlands, Carmichael. There we are, Alexander Carmichael. Prior to that, we heard from Lunacy doing a short invocation to Breed. And then we heard Peter Valance and Diana Elena from a cassette that was recorded live at Findhorn called Bridget, Celtic Goddess and Christian Saint. It was a prayer, an invocation, and Earth Shapers. Prior to that was John Roberts and Tony Barrand with Candlemas Eve. So, thus comes the end of our Imolc show and our blessing of Breed, and the drive-by truckers remind us of the work we have to do. This is from their latest album, American Band, and is a story about Ramon Cassiano.